Hello friends, this session we are going to deal with chapter 9, that is use of information technology in international tourism. Let us see what all things are those that we are going to cover. These are the key points that we are going to deal with in this chapter for the session. We are going to have an introduction about what the technology is all about and the rise of information technology in tourism. Its importance in the tourism, that is especially with the focus of international tourism, and the different applications of IT in tourism industry. Let us deal with them one by one. What do we mean by information technology in tourism? Now, technology has played an important role in achieving economic growth by garnering economic means for consumers to travel. So when we are talking about tourism industry, we are dealing with not only the suppliers, but also the guests, also the airline travelers, the people who are actually using the tourism products. So those are the customers. Technology has played its role in every single aspect. The contribution of air travel and development of LCCs are great examples of successful technological applications to the travel and tourism industry. Now, these are one of the examples that we can take if we are talking about technological applications in actual tourism industry. When we talk about airline industry, it's all technologically based. More importantly, when we are talking about advantages of it or the advancement that the technology has shown, it has been possible that the airlines, like the low-cost carriers, that's the LCCs, they are capable to be the way they are only because of advancement in technology. So this, both of these are examples of technological applications in tourism. Both the customers and businesses can benefit from advances in communications, reservations, and guest service systems. Now, tourism industry, as we know, is a service industry. So when we are talking about service industry, is the service that is the product. So anything which enhances the experience of the guest is going to be something which is going to be advancement for the tourism industry. So here, when we use technology for giving the service, for developing the service or giving it on a better stage, it will be helpful to make it on a higher level. So it is not only for the customer's benefit, but also for the businesses. For example, the technology can be useful by for cutting the cost. It can be useful for useful in the sense that the product enhancement can happen. Earlier, there was a flight which was there, and today's flight journey which was there. If you compare, the convenience and the comfort is increased, and the major role that has been there is that of the technology. So it is the advances which are in communications. Now, when we are talking about communication, it's everything is instant today. So if I'm talking about communication, that is a person is going from A to B, it is communicated instantly. And this is because of technological advances like the CRS, the global distribution systems, the instant booking online. All this have guaranteed that the service or the experience of the guest or the travelers is better. So if I want certain things, that is if I'm a guest to a hotel, all I have to do is an email and it is booked. Okay, all I have to do is an online transfer and the hotel is booked. So the communications are faster, they're better, they're more reliable and comfortable. That is, it's quite open and easy to have a conversation with the final product services. So all this have been beneficial to both the parties. Again, we are dealing with reservations and guest service systems. Now, we all know that there are various loyalty programs which are there. The airlines have frequent flyer numbers and membership. The hotels have different kinds of membership. So what happens here is there has to be a huge data which needs to be maintained. Technological advances have made sure that the hotels have huge data files. So suppose if I am talking about a hotel like Taj and it has a loyalty program for about like 500 plus people, okay, with a hotel, they are going to maintain data files for each of those guests. So Taj might be sending a particular buffet, a bouquet or a voucher, gift voucher on any of the occasions like anniversaries or birthdays of those guests. So this information is stored with the Taj, and for this they are using some specific software which is possible only because of the technological advances. If we go back and compare today's service-oriented industry and the earlier ones, we can see that there is huge difference in between. Technology plays an important role in the hospitality and tourism industry. Both customers and businesses can benefit from them. Technology allows continuous communication and streamlines the guest experiences from reservation to checkout. Now, let us check here what we are talking about. We are talking about hotel industry in specific. We are talking about the entire process and the entire experience of a guest right from the reservations to checkout. So, if we talk about reservations, we are talking about the ease of reservation today. I can sit at my home at Mumbai and I can actually see the rooms, how they are going to be regarding a particular hotel which is a continent apart. I can sit in Mumbai and see a particular hotel which is at Sydney or Perth in Australia. So what is happening is this is technology which is allowing me to have a first-hand experience of what I can expect from the kind of rooms or bookings that I'm going to take place. So here technology is making sure that I can use that particular thing to enhance my experience of a hotel reservation. Further ahead, I can go around and see the galleries, that is, I can actually see the rooms, I can see the position of the rooms, whether it is on the second floor or the seventh floor, whether it is a poolside, pool facing or the garden facing or the beach facing, and then I can go ahead and book it. I can book it online with my credit cards or with my debit cards. There are PayPals which are there. Then there are online transfers which are there. So all this is the experience. It's a part and parcel of an experience. So that's reservation. When we go ahead, the next thing which is there is the registration part. So as a registered guest, again, those things are there. There are various special requests that are made by each and every guest to a particular hotel. So what happens is this special requests are also stored within the data files of the hotel. In this case also, the technology plays a part. Let us take a small example. It's like, let's see, a baking call is supposed to be requested by a guest. So he might request a baking call at 6 a.m. Now, earlier, without the technology, it would have been that the reservation executive would have called you and told you that there is a wake-up call that is requested. Today, it is recorded automatic waking calls to each and every room as requested by the guest. So this is one small example wherein technology has helped to deliver a service which is efficient, effective, and more importantly, convenient for both, that is the guest and the hotel. So here, if we are talking about a hotel which has 500 plus rooms with every single guest giving a particular request of a waking call, the reservation executive do not have to remember what kind of calls they have to do. All they have to do is feed up in a software. A ring will go to that particular room with a snooze timing of say 5 minutes, and there might be maximum 3 calls. So this is just a small example to tell you how the service which is being given today has been bettered, is becoming better because of technology which is involved here. So again, we have the next thing that we have is the checkout or any other kind of services which the guest is taking from the hotel. Here again, the technology plays a part because the accounting is more smooth, it is more effective, and it is saving time. Alright, and it is making the entire process very smooth and very convenient for both the parties. So technology allows this. The internet as a common communication medium and market space is growing at an unprecedented rate. Now, we are talking about internet, the entire internet, which can be not only a communication medium, but also a market space. So when we are dealing with market space, we are talking about how the products can be marketed. There are huge, there is huge variety as to how one can market the products. Now, let's say if you have a Facebook account, you might be aware that there are on the left hand side, there are various space which gives advertisement. So if the owner of a hotel wants to advertise on the internet, that space can be used. Okay, there are social media advertisements which they come up with. There are travel blogs, websites, then there are different kinds of marketing strategies which are involved here, and all this is possible because of the great internet revolution which has happened. And the use of it is growing. Now, the new technologies are having the effect of changing the ways or in how customers are looking for information and purchasing travel goods and services. Now, the earlier part or earlier aspect that we were focusing about was how it has enhanced the service giving and service receiving of the customers. But this is not the only aspect that wherein the technology has affected. It is also how the customers' buying behavior has been changed. For example, earlier the customers might not be aware of so much information. Their behavior, buying behavior, was not influenced by the fact that I need to have, you know, a lot of research on the place where I'm going. But today, a customer who is buying a travel product might be knowing more than the travel tourism expert himself, because if I am planning to go to Mauritius, I have already researched my options. What are the best hotels there? What are the things to do? Where and what all things that is it that I can see? What will be the best season to go there? And all the airlines which are there. So all this I have already researched. So this is how the research techniques of customers is changed, and this is all possible because of technologies, because of easier information which is available on net. So further ahead, the customers might also choose a particular destination because they have seen it on websites, or because they have seen the kind of photos which are there, because they have seen some Facebook updates from their friends and families who have updated their recent outings to Mauritius. So I might be, as a prospective traveler, might be influenced by those experiences and photographs, and I might be buying the Mauritius package. So what happens is this new technology is influencing my buying behavior. It is affecting my buying behavior, and this needs to study. There is a need to study these things by the marketing people, so that they can market their product, travel tourism product, more efficiently. It has affected the way tourism companies conduct their businesses and the ways companies communicate with their suppliers. Now, clearly, one change is going to go on and make sure that the other things also change. So it is not only the buying behavior of the customers, it is not only the marketing strategies, but it is also how the relationship between a hotel and its suppliers, or a travel agent and its suppliers, is going to change. All right. So how the communication is happening. Earlier, if you're without the technologies, it might be, you know, certain kinds of handwritten notes or letters or memos which might be going from travel agents to the suppliers. Today, one email can do it all. The communications are easier, and so what happens is it becomes more faster. The delivery of services become more faster. The number of travel websites are continuously increasing. We know even in India, we have lots of travel websites which are coming up. Earlier, this was not the case. And if you see the timing or the time interval as to what the boom has been seen in India especially, it's quite short. So the growth rate of such travel website portals is quite huge in India. Now, we all know that the rise of IT, which has happened everywhere, okay, how has it impacted the tourism industry? Let's see that. All right, the rise of the smartphone and tablet ownership means travelers can now potentially enjoy their own portable concierge in the form of their personal devices. Now, when we are talking about today's traveler and the earlier travelers, the difference is the thing was that the travelers used to get a particular break from their routine, and for that reason they used to use holidays wherein they are unreachable, or rather they are without the mobiles or without their laptops. Okay, today the trend that you can see is they are actually carrying their smartphones, their iPads, iPods, or all of their technological things with them. And this is not because they want to be disconnected with the world, but this is because they want to have their tourism experience, their travel experience, more enhanced. These are the things, these technological things, which are actually helping them to make sure that their entire experience is more, all right? Now let's see how that is possible. Today's trend is that of taking smartphones, laptops and tablets with them on their travels and using them at different stages throughout their excursions. Now, one thing for sure, people want to share their experiences with. So clearly, if I am at say Taj Mahal Agra, I'm clicking a selfie and then immediately uploading it on the Facebook from my mobile itself, and then there are many likes to that. All right, that's one experience which every traveler wants to do. They want to share where they have been and leave their footprints and then enjoy the kind of likes and the comments that their friends are posting on. Apart from this, what it is that in any case, if they are, for example, if I am in a particular country wherein I am having a language barrier, I can easily use one of the apps which are there, say, you know, translatory apps. I can find out what all things are there in that particular language. For example, if I want a word in French for a soup or for some other kind of word which I am having trouble in, I can immediately go on the mobile and find out, you know, what is the word for a soup or a hotel or a washroom or a toilet or a bathroom, and I can use that app with my on my travel or tour. All right, so here is just one small example how the mobile might help me in a foreign land. So this is where different stages of travel are concerned, and I can use my mobile. Another thing that we have is wherein there is a map or a GPS. So if I'm finding my way and I'm lost, earlier the travelers used to be with their books on, you know, Lonely Planet books. We can even see today people with the books, the tour guides, and with the map, and they are trying to find their way. Today, the traveler has become more smarter and he has avoided the experience of getting lost by having a GPS with him. So he knows exactly where he is going, when is a left turn, when is a right turn. All he has to do is just speed up his destination and he's there. Okay. So in some countries, more than two-thirds of iPad owners now use their devices on holiday or while traveling. So earlier it might have been a nuisance, too much of connection with the world might have been a nuisance. Today the trend is too much connection is actually needed for the travelers to enhance their experience. It is the part and parcel of their traveling experience if they are able to share their experiences with their friends, families who are not with them while traveling. So this is the ratio that they have, that we have, that is, they are actually using these devices on their holidays. In the future, the smartphone tablet will be not just a source during the holiday, but a problem solving, efficiency enriching, convenience supplying tool all along the way. Many more services will come up, like finding best deals, best insurance policies, help to eradicate any time wasting, missed planes, funless outings, etc. Now, we all know that the travel plans almost all of the times go haywire. All right, there are something which goes wrong. There is, you arrive late, you arrive at a place which is closed for that particular day. For example, the classic example might be a foreigner going to Agra to see the Taj Mahal, and he actually goes there on a Friday. Friday being the day when Taj Mahal is closed. All right, so these are some certain things which are small details which you might miss up while traveling or while making the travel plans. So here what happens is, if you have an app and you immediately search for information, visitors information on Taj Mahal, there will be days which are given, even the timings which are given. There are certain websites which give travel tips to the travelers. So they say avoid going in the morning or avoid going in the afternoons, or definitely do not miss to catch the fountain show which is going to be in so and so. So these are additional informations which are going to help the travelers to better their experience in whole. All right. So here what happens is the technology is making sure that I am using it for a betterment. Now, the best insurance policies, this is finding the best deals. Now, there are various websites which are coming up which are giving you comparisons. Now, for example, earlier if I wanted to take air ticket, I might go on one website to the other and the other one. All right. Then I might have searched for, say, Mumbai to London deals. Okay. Today, there are websites which are giving you a comparison chart. There are also the websites which are giving you a particular calendar, okay, asking you, are you okay with flexible dates? And if you are, then they are going to tell you that Bombay to London fare is less on 15th. So if I am okay with going on 15th, I might take that particular fare. Another one which is there is the comparison chart. Suppose they are also offering you best deals. Then if you take one particular route via the another, for example, if I'm catching a direct flight to Mumbai to London, and then I'm catching a flight from Mumbai, Delhi and London, the cost is going to change. All right. So these are the comparisons which I can see when I am online. All right, so this is going to make sure that it is cost effective for me. Another things which are there are various travel apps which we have in the market. These travel apps come up with different things, like they are going to tell me how the plane is going to go. They are going to there is a very famous app which is To Do listing, or To Do the things to pack when you're going to XYZ destinations. All right, so all this are going to help when we are talking about enhancing the travel experience. Now the local and global tourism both has witnessed a dramatic change due to technology. So there is an overall change in every sort of trend that we can observe in the tourism industry, and it is on both the local and the global levels. Tourists are able to discover information on travel networks, language barriers and cultural preferences for potential destinations. Now what are the informations that a traveler might want to make sure that his travel experience is hassle-free? Let's see. Tourists are able to discover information. Now, if I am a tourist and I'm going to a foreign land, my biggest achievement is my biggest tool for having a very good travel experience is all the experiences, all the kind of informations about that particular destination. Now, what is it? It can be the passport rules, visa rules. Obviously, the travel agent is going to help me, but there are certain things which a travel tip website might give me. For example, if you arrive on a Sunday, it is better because you might view XYZ experiences. Then they might give you information, that is, which are the prohibited items, which are non-prohibited items. All those information can be available to me as a traveler firsthand. So what is happening is I'm making sure that I'm not carrying those particular items with me. So those are certain informations which are there. Then again, there are language barriers and cultural preferences of the destination. Suppose if I am going to a particular land which is culturally different than from the background that I am coming. So this is a classic example wherein the foreigners from US or travelers from US, UK or Australia who are coming to India, they have huge cultural shock. Imagine an Australian couple who is coming to India for a relaxed holiday, and they arrive at festivals like Ganesh festival or Holi or Diwali. All right, so what happens is they should be depending upon what they are expecting from their own tour, they should be able to know what will be the exact time or what will be the best time to have that. All right, so here what happens is I am going to research on the cultural or language things of that destination. Then again, there are certain things wherein, suppose if a traveler is going to visit South India or visit certain places where there is a particular behavior which is expected from them. There are many cities, many countries which are conservative. So as a traveler, it is my duty or my local, my ethical responsibility that I'm not hurting their sentiments, I'm not hurting the local people who are there and their sentiments. So I have to be culturally sensitive in that particular destination. So this such informations will be available at here. All right, so there are certain other things like language barriers which most of the travelers might experience. So what is happening is, suppose if I am going from A to B, and the country where I'm reaching or the country where I'm going for has none of the people who are using my language, I might use technology in hand to overcome that language barrier. The information is handy at the online pages of travel portals, brochures, websites and more. Alright, now this information about the destination can be there with respect to travel portals, brochures, websites and more. So all the travel portals or the brochures and websites give me various kind of information. So what is happening is this information I can use to enhance my travel experience. Tourists are able to plan their stay well in advance as they know the cost they would be incurring on the travel. Now we as a traveler might have experienced this. There are many other expenses apart from the cost of the travel. So it can be, say, extra luggage expense. It can be certain fees which I have to give in the local currency at the arriving airport. It can be certain kinds of tolls or other taxes or road taxes or permits that I need to know. These are the things which I can know now because I have researched about that destination and the information is available online, or information is available on the website. So what is happening is I know exactly how much expense I am going to incur when I am going to go there. Similarly, if I am talking about a main city, all right, which is main with respect to the tourist destinations, I am going to that particular place, I'm staying there. It might be expensive for me because it's the tourist hub. But if I research more, there can be a small city which is next to that main tourist hub and it has very good hotels. So staying at that particular place would be more convenient, would be less expensive for me as a traveler, and I can easily travel to the main travel hub, finish my experience, that is, finish the sightseeing and come back. So all these things I can know by the information which is given at different kinds of websites. I can research them. I can go through various travel blogs, which give me first-hand information of the people who have already went there and come. So all of this cost planning and effectively planning and making sure that it is cost effective for the traveler, this can be there or this can be done because I have researched my options well. Now let's see one of the examples wherein a country has used technology to better their tourism industry, how the Dubai government endorses technology for tourism. All right, travel portals give information on the tour packages and travel activities. So there are many travel portals which are giving such things here. Shopping malls provide information on the hot deals and exclusive offers. Now, as we know, Dubai is heaven for shoppers. It's shoppers' paradise. So what is happening is there are many shopping malls. All these shopping malls actually have travel shops wherein there are many hot deals which are advertised for the travelers who are going there. So food and bar outlets sharing the must-test cuisine over the web. Now there are many websites who have travel blogs who are giving, if you are in Dubai, do not miss, okay, those are the must-haves, do's and don'ts, or the experiences. And there are certain websites which come up with a list, 110 things to do if you are in Dubai. You know, all those websites are helping, making sure that tourists come here and at least out of curiosity, try those things. All right, so that's those food and bar outlets which are there. Dubai government spends a huge amount of money on online promotion and branding of Dubai. Now today, from if you are aware about how the evolution of Dubai, the city, came up from a desert city to today what it is. All right, it is the spot or the tourist hub and the economical hub which is it is there. So there are many things which have gone in background to make Dubai what it is for today. Now there is Dubai Intercity, Internet City, which has grown to become the Middle East and North Africa's largest information and communication technology business park, hosting both global and regional companies. Now the Dubai government strongly endorses technology enterprises, providing a favorable business climate. Now the this development has made sure that there are many companies which are involved, and what has happened is this has caused lots of lot of financial development in this region. So there is support of superior infrastructure, zero tax, business friendly laws and regulations, and the accessibility or the access to the region is of 1.8 billion people. Now all this has definitely helped tourism industry in this. This is one of the counter, the Dubai Tourism Department, and you can see the Dubai e-government. So clearly that is where the internet is there.